So with Phil Reed, who's the key to everything that goes on stage, the key to the comedy, the key to the laughs, he plays buttons. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me on. How are you?
Good, thank you for asking. Now, just tell us about your performance tonight, because it was just hilarious.
It's nice that the compliments for my performance, but I've been saying to a lot of people tonight, you can't do a performance like that if you haven't got the support of a great cast around you. So it swings and roundabouts. So I appreciate the compliment, and I really do. But, you know, as you've seen it tonight, it's not just like a one-man show. And the comedy works when you twin it with, you know, different parts of the cast. And what I've loved about this production of Cinderella more than anything is twinning it with, I think I do comedy with pretty much everyone in the cast. So
I mean, Simon Bashford, he's just a delight to work with, isn't he?
Absolutely incredible. And to come here, like, he's known as Mr. Redhill. And to come here with Simon, to work with him, and then to get that scene. I mean, we've got a couple of scenes together, but, you know, the wonky donkey that we have together and stuff, it's just...
That's just mind-blowing, isn't it, that game?
It's just incredible to work with Simon, and every time he speaks, I'm just in awe of everything he says. And, you know, when we're backstage and we're just talking, and then when we're on stage and I'm watching him work, and I just... He makes it look so effortless and so natural that sometimes I'm just watching him and I kind of... I shouldn't really say this, but I kind of come out of character and just watch him as a punter. I'm just, like, watching him as an audience member going, he's brilliant. And then I'll then forget a line and go, oh yeah, sorry, that was my line. Because, Simon Bashford is, you know, incredible. But then, you know, you've got Dean and Ollie, the Ugly Sisters. Cinderella, she plays it well. Lewis, who's the prince, this is his first year panto, you know, first year of doing pantomime. And again, it's just... I don't know how it's gelled and just come together as well as it has, but it's just absolutely incredible.
And as the run goes on, the laughs will increase, I'm sure, and that gelling will increase and the ad-libbing will get worse.
Yeah, definitely. I think me and Simon have already been told off.
I noticed tonight.
Yeah, because when we're, like, doing bits together, it's just one of them. It's just natural, like... What I love about it is it's just natural. It's not codded, it's not forced. It's just, you know, if we're ad-libbing, and, you know, just like the little one-liners that we come in with, and you want to, when it gets a big laugh, you want to go, oh, well, we'll keep that in for tomorrow. But then you then don't want to, because you want to make that show special, and you don't want to then start using it as a forced bit of material just to get that laugh. I love laughter, but I love the natural laugh more than anything. And Simon is absolutely, you know, and again, he's the master of it. Right, okay. Right.
They're giving you Christmas cracker jokes already.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I can read out if you want me to do. Do you want me to read out?
Go for it.
What do you call a chicken in a shell suit?
Go on. What do you call a chicken wearing a shell suit?
An egg.
Ah.
Can I just point out that's not my joke? I've just been given that joke by the company manager, Brian. This is going on radio. This is going on radio, and that's your joke. You can take that joke. We were just talking about how funny Buttons was, and then you've come in and give me that joke.
Would you like me to say it?
No, we just said it.
Oh, you just said it.
Yeah, we just said it, but I'm just saying, you're taking responsibility for that joke.
I'm very sorry, but it came out of a cracker. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Where were we anyway?
We were telling jokes, I think. But.
Yeah. No, but again, just to work with, you know, like the cast and everything, the cast and, you know, the crew as well backstage, they work hard, and it's just, you've seen the show tonight, you've seen how it folds in from one scene to the next, and it's, you know...
Those nice reveals with the lighting, and the curtains coming across to change the scene, and the blackouts, it's a lot of coordination.
Yeah, and that's the technicians, you know, and that's, you know, your sound and light guy. There's Mr. Bashford. There's, you know, your sound and light guy, and it's just amazing. And it's just, you know, to just be part of that, you know, the production... it's just amazing. And
now Simon Bashford has just joined us. Hello.
Hello. How are you? Lovely to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you again. It's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been nine. It's been nine. I love it here. It's my second home, and it's just it's great.
Now, we were just discussing some of the ad-libbing that goes on between you.
I know. I just did another radio interview there, and it's just like, this man is just amazing. So for me, just to be on stage, the stage time that we have is absolutely fantastic. And bear in mind, we've only known each other a very short time, but I love being on the green with this man. He's incredible. I mean, he's a man to watch. He's the future, and he's very exciting, amazing comedy entity. I love him.
You're making me blush. I know this is radio, but you can't see it, but you're definitely making me blush.
He's very special. Yeah, it's great.
I just think that, you know, like it was said, the ad-libbing that goes on between us, there's a part of me where I just wish that we had more stage time together, because apart from, like, is it what, 2-3 scenes, I think that we've got together?
It's just, I think it's that thing that was, hopefully, you know, you'll see a lot more of us doing more together, because I think it's, you know, it's... doesn't always happen. I think the thing is, you know, it's very, you know, it's a special thing. It's organic what we do, and you get on there and you just literally go, this is a nice place to be, and we're having fun, and we're doing, you know, we're getting good laughs, and we're having lots of comedy bands together, and yeah, I hope there's going to be more.
It worked, and that's all that matters. It worked, and the audience loved it.
Exactly. That's all that matters. It's all that matters. Yeah.
And I think as well, like I said to you, you know, coming onto the stage with like Mr. Redhill himself and Mr. Harlequin, it's just like Mr. Bashford, obviously, but it's just it again, like I said, it's where I'm in awe of it. And sometimes when he's just talking, he's going off on a riff, some of the lines like he's just come out with, like, it's just had me cracking. And we've not even been open a week,
no.
You know, and we've still got another, what, three weeks
to go.
And the thing was, I think people forget as well, I think of all the pantomime subjects, I think Cinderella is the biggest. I think it's quite unique in the way that the story goes right the way through to the final curtain. I mean, some pantomimes, like Phil was rightfully saying, you have the opportunity where you can do more, like front cloths, because the story's a bit thinner. But with Cinderella, there it's all plot, and it's right to the end. So, it's good over evil, and the slipper, and all of that.
The love story. Yeah,
Buttons and Cinderella, and then the prince getting involved and getting his head in.
Yeah.
Simon, you got to play a man.
I know.
This is weird.
He's quite a flamboyant man, though, isn't he? I mean, it's
Dandini, yes.
Dandini you've never seen. But it's sort of like skirts. I think the thing is, it's kind of a nod to what I normally do. But also, you know, he has his kind of butcher moments, I hope, but he's lots of fun to play. I'm loving him. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for speaking to us on Suzy Radio. It's been a pleasure, and we thoroughly enjoyed the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, lovely talking to you. Thank you so much.
And a Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you.